In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there.
Peace and love, baby.
Oh, yeah. I motion that the next song be like poetry. And it is.
Well, I motion that the next song be adjourned on the grounds of cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, funny, funny, funny. I motion poetry. So, it's the writers that inspired this next song. When they looked up from their work, they saw a procession of young ladies from a nearby school pass by the sidewalk outside each afternoon and wrote this song that peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 by November 1960. Here's Johnny Tillotson singing Poetry in Motion.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, poetry in motion. Change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, dancing close to me. A flower of devotion, a swaying gracefully. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion, all that I adore. No number 9 love potion could make me love her more.
Did you know in 1963, Wolfman Jack begins broadcasting via a 500,000-watt radio station, XERF, out of Mexico?
Boy, that's almost as powerful as the mighty 101.
It is?
Almost.
Really?
Yeah. We broadcast.
We're more powerful than this was?
We're close. We broadcast at 86 watts.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. The powerful border radio stations are famous for their wild on-air activities and powerful broadcast signals that allow them to be heard across the entire North American continent, making Wolfman Jack the most famous rock and roll DJ in the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Wolfman Jack coming at you.
Oh, yeah, the Wolfman.
Oh, I like Wolfman Jack.
Well, you know, it really was a crying shame we had to listen to that last song.
Whoa, wait.
What?
That was a good song.
Okay, if you say so.
Didn't you ever say that when I walked by you when we were dating that I was poetry in motion?
All the time, my love.
Thank you, my love.
I'm not that stupid. Well, anyway, with Crying James, did you know that they were an American garage rock band from Hinsdale, Illinois?
Really?
Yes, they were. They're originally formed as the Travelers. Never heard of them.
No, me neither.
The band's most successful moment came with their cover of The Searchers' song, Sugar and Spice.
Sugar and Spice and Everything
and
Nice.
Things nice.
That's
a good song.
Yeah.
The song we are about to play was heavier than their usual ones, and in 1968 reached number 115 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Whoa.
How about that, huh?
And you were saying Cruel and Unusual Punishment when mine hit better than yours?
That has nothing to do with the quality of the song, you know.
Well, I think it does, my
love. A lot of great artists weren't appreciated.
Oh, just shut up and do your thing.
And by the way, I have no idea what the title means. Okay, so here
it is. Well, it's your garbage that you're playing, so.
Here is Greenberg, Glickstein, Charles, David, Smith, and Jones.
Is just throbbing.
Oh, that was a good one.
I need some Excedrin.
Hey, did you realize that in 1963, Alfred Hitchcock's movie The Birds was a huge success?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, they're coming in the studio. Hold on.
Ah.
Oh, that was close.
Oh.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by
Chatty Cathy, all the tell's famous talking down. We pull the ring, and you say 11 different things.
Let's play house. Please change my dress.
We can change your dresses now, goodness knows. Now you've got a wardrobe full of pretty clothes. For nursery school, you're crisp and cool. For summer, there's a playtime set. In winter, burr, your collar's fur. In a coat as cute as you can get.
I love you.
You love your mamas. And they love your sleepy time pajamas.
Just pull the ring. You never know what she'll say next.
Tell me a story.
The only story now left to tell is a Chatty Cathy's made by Mattel.
You'll find Chatty Cathy and her costume sets wherever toys are sold.
You can tell it's Mattel, it's swell.
Am I your Chatty Cathy, Jim?
Yeah, I push your buttons and I never know what you're going to say.
Yeah, my little moron. I think you do know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1963. 2 days after President Kennedy was assassinated, his accused killer, Lee Harvey Oswald, is shot and killed by Jack Ruby.
Listen to it now as it unfolds.
Madness and hate erupt anew in Dallas as President Kennedy's accused assassin is shot down himself during a jail transfer, as he is taken to the city jail basement where an armored car is to move him to a maximum security cell. Oswald walks his last mile. His assailant moves in from the right.
There is Lee Oswald.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot.
The dying Oswald is rushed to the same hospital where President Kennedy died. Doctors work to save his life. But 48 hours and 7 minutes after the president's death, his accused slayer is dead.
And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Discount Hospital, the only hospital in the country to receive a 4-star rating from the National Association of Undertakers. Be sure to ask about Ed's famous 39-cent BYOA appendectomy. BYOA, that's bring your own anesthetic.
I like that one. Now, I'm Jim's girl, but my next song will be about a guy named Bobby. That was sung by an American teenager, Marcy Blaine, and was popular with the American teenage audience. It was first released in 1962 in America and entered the charts in October and made the top 10 within a month, reaching number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 by December.
You know, I just don't understand this. There is no justice in the world. There really isn't.
No, there is. My songs are better.
Great artists are never understood in their lifetime. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
And now don't say anything more. Here's Bobby's Girl.
You're not a kid anymore. You're not a kid anymore.
When people ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a kid anymore.
Know just what to say. I answer right away. There's just one thing I've been wishing for. I wanna be Bobby's girl. I wanna be Bobby's girl. That's the most important thing to me. Thank you.
want to be Jimmy's girl. Yes, I do.
Well, thank you, Poopsie. But
not really. I'm just trying to humor you.
That was a sappy song. Seriously?
No, isn't it cute? Oh. I love my songs.
Hmm. Okay.
I had to listen to your garbage.
Hey, 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 hey. Number 115. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh. And what was mine, my love?
Great artist.
Number three?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Even though you're still my girl, Poopsie, and 43 years ago, I said I would be with you through good times and bad. Never said anything about bubblegum music, though. No 60s show would be complete without a song by the English rock band Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
Jimmy Page, John Bonham, and the crew. Ah, this is so good.
Now I might have to leave.
No, this is actually a good one. See, a lot of the Led Zeppelin stuff I can't play because they're like 2 days long.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, I have to keep the one.
Thank goodness.
But no, this is a good one, and a little bit of guitar playing geekdom here.
Uh-huh.
There is such a thing called a Leslie, which is used on an organ. It gives it that swirling effect. Well, Jimmy Page hooked his guitar to it. Mm-hmm.
And he swirled it like the old men swirl their hair around on their head?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, whatever.
And you're looking at me with a totally blank stare on your face.
I know. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. But that's okay. This is your show. Go ahead.
Listen and be amazed at good times, bad times. Jimmy Page is so good. Oh, he really is.
I didn't enjoy it like you thought I would. I'm sorry.
Oh, well. Hey, did you realize?
You don't care, do you?
Not particularly, no.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Did you know that in 1963, CBS and NBC expanded their nightly news telecast from 15 to 30 minutes?
You mean to tell me they only were on 15 minutes?
I guess so. I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that neither.
Now you can turn on, they have a light for 4 hours.
Yeah. That's way back when, huh?
Way back when.
Yeah.
And your grandparents on their black and white TV. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Have to let the tubes warm up.
Well, I feel like I'm...
Luscious?
No, I feel like I'm on Rowan and Martin Laughing for some reason.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why?
I just feel like goofy.
Okay.
But then sometimes I get a little goofy when I listen to those songs of yours. And I looked at the calendar and it's telling me it's time for my last song.
That's the truth.
And it's a song by Neil Sedaka, who composed it, and the lyrics are by Howard Greenfield, who got the inspiration for the song title from an old movie listing in the TV Guide. Record producer Joe Vigiloni.
Hey, how you doing?
I think that's how you say it. Describes the song as a G-rated calendar of pinups such as Betty Grable and Marilyn Monroe, using verbal rather than visual imagery.
Ooh.
And here's Calendar Girl.
I love my calendar girl. Start the year off fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day
of the year. Junior prom, like a firecracker, I'm aglow. When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. You belong to me.
December,
you're the present eat my Christmas tree.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day of the year.
I love
my calendar girl.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, and I say go, go.